Om Shanti. Very good morning to all. Baba is our supreme teacher. He's our supreme guide. And he's also our Satguru. Whatever he shares with us, teaches us, or we learn from him, we are asked to share. So there is nothing original with us. We learn from Baba and share. Baba makes us master knowledgeful. And that's how we are able to share. He is the one, he is so humble that whatever he has, he shares practically everything with us. He says he keeps only one thing with him. And that is the key to vision. But he gives us the vision, what we need to do, what we need to perform, what we need to act. He gives us that vision. So in a way, he shares that also with us. What is his vision about us? You know, August is a month of festivals in India. First, Raksha Bandhan comes, then we celebrate independence, then we celebrate Krishna Janamashtami. You know, normally Raksha Bandhan, Baba has shared with us about a week back or so. The old times, the Brahman used to go from home to home and tie a thread. And now Raksha Bandhan has become a fashion. And the sisters expect. But we know Raksha Bandhan reminds us to be soul conscious, to be pure, to be established in our own true nature. That is what Raksha Bandhan tells us. The foundation is purity. And purity has connection with all our values, virtues. Purity is the foundation, Baba says. Purity is the foundation for peace and prosperity. When people ask for peace, and they are not ready to adopt purity. They want to live in this world the way they are living, the way they pass through this world. They are not ready to change. But we children, we adopted purity without any effort. That is the magic. How did it happen? Because we became conscious of the time. Time is one thing. Baba made us Trikal Darshi, a seer of all the three aspects of time. And when the time, we knew that this is the fag end of the Iron Age and the beginning of the Golden Age. This is the confluence. This is the time when we can perform. Like, you know, the farmers, when they sow the seed, they have to see what is the right time to sow the seeds. This is the time when we can sow the seed for the whole cycle. Whole kalpa we can do. If we lose this time, then nothing would happen. The farmers also, if they don't sow the seed in the right time, what would happen? Nothing. Nothing would come out, or the crop would be much less. That's what happens. So purity gives us power. Purity is power also. Purity is a virtue also. And purity is connected with our peace also. You know, whenever Baba keeps telling us, whenever there's slightest impurity, slightest even particle of purity, what he calls ansh, and then the other things emerge. So on Raksha Bandhan, we take a kind of self-discipline, take a vow to become, establish ourselves in purity. About 2 days back, Baba said that this is the time when we go into relationship from bondages. You know, Raksha Bandhan is one festival where we tie a bondage, tie a thread, but to be independent. To be independent, to be light. Baba doesn't like us to be pulled down by any burden or any bondage. So how do we become bondage free? How do we establish in that true relationship? You know, if we have love for one, if we are established in true love with Baba, then all of the relationship, they just we have to carry on with them. We have to really go through our responsibility, but those relationships don't pull us. The attraction is not there. Only one attraction is there, because Baba is our true companion. So when that one attraction is there, that makes us very light. One attraction we are established, like we say, just Shri Baba and none else. So purity of mind, purity of words, purity in action, that's what Baba expects from us. What is purity in words? It is sweetness, like it is humility. It is being polite, that is purity of... When we are in body consciousness, or when we are conscious of our position, our role, then our voice may not be sweet, words may not be polite, because we sometimes exercise our authority. And that is the beginning, because the principal seed is our thought. Like we say, time is most valuable, but what is the unit of time? They say second, for us it is the sankalp. Every thought is the minutest part of the time. So if we want to spend our time in a worthwhile way, we have to make our sankalp worthwhile way. And sankalp also becomes the seed to make us light. You know, when we talk of confluence age, we always talk of that the final stage, when we practice the five stages, the incorporeal stage, then the stage of double crown sovereignty, then we come to worship worthy, and then we come to the true being, the true child of Shri Baba, the confluence age, and then the final stage is to become an angel, to become Farishta. That is the quality of the Farishta, is he has no burden, he is the double light. So how do we get rid of all the bondages, all the pressures, then there also we have to establish ourselves, you know, to our true nature. When we are peaceful, we have very few thoughts. But when we are restless, the thoughts go through the mind very fast. So our thoughts have to be powerful. And thought, the sankalp, if it is pure and powerful, then it helps to become us to become an angel. Angel is free from all impurities, no impurity, light, established in the form of light and acting light. Like Baba tells us that he doesn't like us to labor, he doesn't like us to make effort. So if we have to become easy effort makers, we have to become an angel. Because an angel, you know, if you look at angels, they are supposed to be the protectors. They are the guardian angels. You know, like in cities, they have their angels. In Rajasthan, you know, every village has a Kul Devi or Kul Devta. You know, that is, they go though, wherever they may be, they would at least come once in a year to worship their Kul Devi or Kul Devta. So we are also an angels. And they just worship them, but we are becoming worship worthy. So an angel is, he protects, he makes people secure and then vanishes. Like Baba says, he incarnates. So Baba also says that we also need to practice that we incarnate in this human form, do our responsibilities, do our seva, but then we again become incorporeal. That is what Baba keeps. That is an angel, two steps to become an angel. It's very important that if we keep that conscious, this world is a stage and we are all actors. You know, like actors perform their role and then they go backstage. They perform, whenever their next scene comes, then they appear and then they go backstage. So like our stage also is to become detached, upram, anasat, without any pulls. That's what Baba expects from us. When we become angels, we become the one who bestow happiness, the one who bestow people the strength. They make them feel secure. Even their presence, you know, the presence, if you have the presence of an angel around you, you feel good about it because they're always smiling. Like when we were in Rome, we were looking for angels. Someone asked that, when you come back, buy an angel for us. So I told that sister, I said, you are yourself an angel. She says, but I cannot hang myself on the wall. So Baba is giving us so minutest understanding and the wisdom. We only have to really practice. The angel, one thing is very clear with an angel, that he is focused. He is aware of his responsibilities. Like when we say we are teacher, I am sevadari. From now we should say I am an angel. If the moment I become conscious of that fact that I am an angel, my act, my words, everything would change. Only thing is it should be in our awareness, in our consciousness that we have to become an angel. Our focus should be clear. I was sharing the other day, you know, gentlemen once shared in the class that there was someone who was practicing for Olympic medal. So even if he would take a glass of water, he would say, whether it is taking me closer to winning a medal, whatever he would do. So our practice also should be that. Whatever we do, we should check. We should know that whether it is taking us closer to our goal. Because the foundation is we all are effort makers and we are all incognito. No one knows because the purusharth, our effort is not visible to anyone. Our words may be visible. Our actions may be visible, but our purusharth, the internal effort is not visible to us. For that is visible to us only. Today Baba tells us in the Murli that with a true heart you should check yourself. So we can be the best judge for our own self. No one else can judge us. The moment we know about ourselves much more than anyone would know, because we know our weaknesses, we know our limitations, we know our strengths. So Baba is taking us beyond those limitations, beyond the percentages to the perfect and accurate stage. So Baba in today's Murli also tells us that accurate chart, but I was wondering, it could have been accurate remembrance which leads to progress and transformation. The more accurate we are in our remembrance, means in our consciousness. If you look at our BK life, the Brahman life, it is the first step is shift in consciousness. Our consciousness transforms. And the way we perceive things, the way we look at people, the way we talk to people, it changes. Because we are conscious of our reality within, and that reality is truth. Our every action, every word is based on truth. When it is based on truth, it would lead us to progress. The moment we go beyond that truth, come below the truth, then our result may not be that fine. So the foundation is truth. The reality, Baba once said in last couple of mulis, our reality is truth. And we know what is truth. Truth is that we are all immortals. We are all souls. We are all playing our role. We have to perform our role to the best of our performance. That is our reality. The reality is that this is the return journey time. The reality is that we are all making effort. We are all effort makers. The reality is that we are connecting to one Baba. That is the reality or truth. So that reality or truth, if it is in our awareness, our actions would be like that. So Baba is our teacher. He is our preceptor. He is guide. He gives us everything, shares us everything. But the effort is ours. How do we make effort? That makes all the difference. Today also Baba said in Murli that, you know, we say sometimes we are very good, sometimes we are yogi, sometimes we are very happy. But Baba wants us to change that sometimes into become a constant for always. That is what our effort is. We are all very good. If you look at ourselves, We are on the top of the world. Nothing parallel to us. But what Baba expects from us, that this state should be continuous. Continuously we should be in this elevated stage. And people should be able to, our Brahman family should be able to perceive it. They should be able to feel it. Sometimes we say we are very good, but people should be able to feel that goodness within us. Because goodness emanates energy. Positivity is always energy. Good is always energy. And energy would be felt. It would charge the environment. So if you want to charge the environment, we have to be really focused on that goodness, that greatness, whatever may come in our way, whatever be the hurdles or obstruction, the goodness is the one strength which we have to follow. And we know people's definition of goodness is different. Our definition of goodness is different. So Baba says that elevated consciousness is our good stage. If we are always elevated, and that depends upon how we make best use of our time. Like they say then, the time is the most powerful. If you want to stop time, time cannot stop. Time has to go on. So this time of confluence is the most powerful. And the maximum we make best use of this powerful time, how we use it for productivity. So time is important. Even in a second, things can change. In a second, the world can change. I was sharing that, you know, as a child, I used to wonder. They say that Buddha, Mahatma Buddha, he was going from place to place. He was fasting and he did so much effort. But when he sat under the tree, within a split second, he had enlightenment. It was just a thought that he has realized, he has achieved what he wanted to achieve. That was enlightenment. So Baba is giving us so much attainment, so much wisdom, so much strength that for us nothing is difficult. So our enlightenment should be like that. That's what Baba says, second, in a second you can achieve liberation. So although the process would continue, but the realization or that enlightenment, the opening of eye, they call it opening of third eye. So that opening of eye is just a split second. The moment we realize that where we stand, how we are connected, how we can achieve our goal, that makes all the difference. So Baba is our, I would say, he is really doing so much for us. If we look back for so many years, we have been listening to Baba. Every day Baba really gives us the newness. Every day Baba gives us so much wisdom. It's like a kind of a ready reckoner for us. If you go to it, you'll find all the solutions. Moment I sometimes feel that he has done so much for us. If you look back at the years which we have spent with him, he has a lot of patience with us. We need to really admire his patience with us. So the only thing is, now what we need to do is, we need to chart our, give it a direction. We have to chart our path, how we are going to go step by step. Everyone needs to do that. And I sometimes wonder, what is more important to us? What is more, I was listening to Mohini Ben one day. She shared one thing which is very important. Mohini Ben, it was related to Sakar Baba. So Mohini Ben said Sakar Baba was appreciating everyone's service. Everyone is doing wonderful service. But Baba said, I am doing the most important service. And what is that? Baba says, I give sukh, I give happiness and comfort to everyone. So that is most important, that we share our happiness. We make people comfortable. Whosoever come into contact with us, they should feel that they are meeting a special person. a special soul. That is our effort. Everyone who touches our lives, everyone who comes across us should be able to feel that energy of happiness. And when we are able to feel that energy, happiness, we become light. The more we give, the more we become strong. That's why Baba says that if we use our specialties, if we use our virtues, then we become strong. If we don't use, they just lie in our diary or textbook. They are in Murli. So that's the more we use is, the more we strong. You know, even in the physical body, if you use your muscles, they become strong. So if you use your values, you become more strong. The more you use, the using is putting them to service, putting them to support people, to care about people, to share your love with people, to share God's love with people. That is our strength. I'm sure this is our journey. Yes, we have to be steady on our journey. We may be slow, but once we are steady, then we would reach our destination. And how we can be steady? Baba in this Murli also says nothing should be able to shake us. Circumstances, situations, all are going to be there. We have to accept that. The challenges would be many. Like, you know, there are two aspects of our life. One is external pressure. The other is our internal strength. External pressures are beyond our control, but internal strength is within our control. So if we increase our internal strength, if we empower ourselves, then external situation would just melt away. They would not exist for us. So we need to step by step increase our internal strength, and that internal strength comes through accurate remembrance. You know, the whole crux is how good we are in remembrance. The more we become proficient in our remembrance, that makes the change. So all values, all our transformation depends upon our remembrance. If we are in good and stable in our remembrance, then probably our connection is strong. And if our connection is strong, so then we become powerful and we empower others also. So that is what Baba expects from us. We become independent, and once we become independent, free from all bondages, then the final festival is Krishna Janamashtami in August. So that is our perfect stage. So we all have that perfect image before us, that Krishna, everyone loves Krishna. And there is a movement known as Krishna consciousness. They keep dancing. They are always in ecstasy. They are always in joy. That is what we see whenever they are singing. So we don't have to sing. We don't have to dance in their form. But our perfect image is before us. And that perfect image would really bring us, you know, elevate us, and with it will bring closer the time of perfection also. So the key is our own self. We are the owner of our key. The master key is with us, and master key is remembrance. Remember one and you will be perfect. Om Shanti.